This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
What I like here is that you've made this immense effort here to understand the patterns, because in the old days we talk about ley lines, and we talk also about possible 7-year cycles and all that sort of thing.
Yep. You bring up ley lines. I got a guy who is considered like the New England expert on this stuff, and I asked him if he could share me a map of New York State ley lines. And he was really hesitant to, but he finally relented, and he said, well, send me the information. I said, it's not that easy. I can't overlay it. If you give me a map, I can do an overlay. So he did. And we have a huge amount of sightings along the New York State Thruway. Well, one of the major ley lines are right along the New York State Thruway. And that particular ley line terminates right around Syracuse. And guess what? The Onondaga County area, which is Syracuse, is number 8 in the state for sightings. And, oh, by the way, 2 and 3 of the other ley lines all terminate up around Buffalo. And guess what? They're like number 4, you know. There is something to this ley line stuff. Again, when I tried to research it, there's very few people that have a really serious handle on it. The two guys I talked to shared me similar information, and we did an overlap map and found that there was some consistencies. Now, is that proof? No. But we found it in an interesting consistency.
Interesting.
One of the things that happens here in New York State is everybody raves about the Hudson Valley area. Okay. We have a festival here. We really don't have a UFO conference, a big one here in New York State. But the closest thing we've got to it is a street festival conference down in Pine Bush, New York, down in Ulster County. And I spoke there last year. In fact, they've invited me back this year. I'm very fortunate to have that opportunity. The waitresses in Pine Bush, the little place, will tell you in the diner, oh, yeah, Pine Bush is the capital of UFOs in New York State. And that's a good PR hook, but the reality is, no, they're not. Ulster County's about 16 counties down on the list for top sightings. And ground zero in New York State is Suffolk County, Long Island, followed by Manhattan in New York. And we don't do New York as one city. We do New York by the counties, the boroughs, okay? And then the third important county was, again, on Long Island in Nassau County. So that's the ground zero here. I have had a couple of reporters reach out to me and say, can you give me a city breakdown like Suffolk County or Nassau? And I did. I generated them. They wrote some nice stories about the statistics of their local area. I wish I could get more reporters to do that. But it's been kind of fun to break down that kind of data.
At the end of the day, though, does this signify some kind of plan on the part of the forces behind the UFOs to appear in certain places at given points of time?
A couple of years ago, there was a guy out in Colorado, and he had a video camera that he could do like time lapse. Okay, and he discovered that certain times of the day, almost like a scheduled event, there was like a UFO landing in the city of, I think it was Denver, okay? And a TV station went out and did set their camera up very similar, this high-speed time-lapse kind of thing. And they got similar results. And boy, it got real quiet shortly after that. And I'm of the belief that we are a destination and there's scheduled regular flights here. You know, I've come to that conclusion. Our heaviest population sightings and things like this, for the most part, on a very gross scale, major population areas are where the sightings are. Okay, fine. Now, people say, Cheryl, is it because there's lots of people there? And I said, no, it might be because there's lots of people there and the aliens like to watch the people, or there's lots of people there and more people there to see the aliens when they're there. Okay, it's one or the other, or both.
Well, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. But so your assumption then at this particular point then sounds like you're with the interstellar hypothesis, because I don't think they're coming from another planet in our solar system. So we're dealing with the ETH and specifically interstellar by the sound of it.
I tell people in my presentations now, I put a slide in my PowerPoint presentation. I said, we don't know. One of the first questions reporters asked me, well, where are they from? You know, and I don't know. But I said, they might be from another. Okay, let's use the multiverse. They might be from another universe. They might be from another galaxy. They might be from another solar system in our galaxy. Heck, if you get the Blue Planet Project, download the Blue Planet Project and read that, they say there's 7 spacefaring races in our sector of our galaxy and a total of about 60 in the rest of the galaxy that are spacefaring. So if you believe the Blue Planet Project, okay, and I'm not standing up and saying that it's accurate, but it's an interesting theory, especially when you look at some of the sightings we have. I don't know if we're a destination or not. But somebody's interested in us. And if you go back, let's take the ancient aliens issue. And I just put this up in the article I posted a day before yesterday. People say, well, why are they here? Well, I says, well, there seems to be somebody defending this primitive little planet from aggressors. Look in 1561, April 1561 in Nuremberg, Germany. 5 years later, Basel, Switzerland. 2 different weeks that they had like a Star Wars battle going over top of the city. Somebody's been protecting us from aggressors. Now, maybe that same, what I call the nanny ET, has been protecting us from ourselves. We started blowing off nukes back in the 40s. Perhaps they looked at it and say, wow, this primitive warlike culture that we've been nurturing has got a pack of nuclear matches here. This is not good. So back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, read the book there, UFOs and Nukes. They were shutting down our missile silos out in Montana and things like this. And they found out later, after the Soviet Union went out of business, they found out it was happening in the Soviet Union as well. So somebody's playing nanny with us. Nanny ETs, I call them.
Right. Backing up to the issue where you were talking about sidereal time and relative astronomical motion, that's what led me to assume that you were coming to the conclusion that they must be, or probably coming from space.
I never committed that.
Okay, yeah, it was just kind of implied. With the sidereal time, were you talking about, when you were saying 6 o'clock, was that the local sidereal time or off the prime meridian?
No, it was local sidereal time.
Okay.
Which is what's creeping, you know, is continuously moving. That's an important thing to look at. Am I saying they're all coming in from another dimension? Hey, I said they might be from another planet. They might be from another galaxy. They might be from another universe. They may be temporal, you know, time travelers.
Right. I'm just wondering what the rotation of the Earth would have to do with some craft that was making interstellar distances. I mean, I don't think they could really time things that well. It almost suggests maybe something else, doesn't it?
Well, that's what Linda came up with. She chewed on this for a while, and she came back and says, maybe they got an equivalent to a Stargate out there that is the portal that they leap. You know, I have all these physics professors call me, oh, they can't get here from there. It's too many miles. You know, and I said, how do you know they're not, you know, jumping into subspace and just winking out one place and winking in someplace else, you know? Supposedly the Palladians, it took about 3 days for them to go back there 500 light years to wherever they're from out there in the Pleiades. Nowadays, they say they can do it in 24 hours. They can do those jumps in 24 hours. So if you believe the literature, okay, Columbus took 3 months to get here. Magellan took over a year to go around the planet. Our space station goes around every 45 minutes. I mean, we know things now that our ancestors did not know how to do. Okay. And so they know, they probably know something we don't know in physics.
We've got a break here.
Go ahead.
We're going to have 3 more segments with Cheryl And Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Talking about traveling here from another star system. Warp Drive, Warp 7.
Well, that's really interesting. Let's just carry on with that a little bit, because when you're extrapolating out probabilities, it seems like the exact rotation of the Earth down to the minute wouldn't really apply to somebody that was coming in under, say, what we would consider normal propulsion somehow. They would have to literally almost pop into our vicinity instantaneously. And that's what sort of leads to this idea of a stargate, or maybe some sort of transuniversal conduit, or who knows exactly. What's your favorite? I mean, we don't know what they are, but what's your favorite theory on where they come from?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right. I lived in a Buddhist monastery for 7 years. Okay. Hence the term, my Skype name, Yogi Tashi. Okay. I lived in a Buddhist monastery, was ordained Buddhist monastic. These days I'm a yogi. Okay. The deal is the universe is teeming with life. Okay. That's how we approach it. And this is the monk talking, so to speak. And the universe is teeming with life. Some of it has been around a lot longer than our culture has been around. Some of it may have been around longer than our solar system's been in existence. We don't know. But bottom line, they say our universe is like 14, 15 billion years old. Our solar systems, our world's only been around 4 billion years. So somebody may have gotten more advanced technologies and such. I think half the reason if we don't have a secret space force that already has all this technology, and as a taxpayer, I object to the secret technology of a space force like they were promoting at the MUFON convention year before last. Okay. As a taxpayer, why did the Pentagon lose $9 trillion or something like that when they're taking away Meals on Wheels and that type of thing? That's my attitude.
Well, now they're getting a real space force, apparently.
They've had it. I wrote an article about it. They've had it since the 60s. It may have only been missiles and some satellites. They were recovering with airplanes from a parachute. They made reentry, but there's always been a military presence there, usually if nothing else, for surveillance. Okay?
Absolutely. And like, why would they actually have, you know, spaceships out there like battle cruisers? And why would they need a new space force then? Why would Trump even bother if they already had that out there?
Well, it's not Trump. That's what I put in my article. Actually, the true story on this is the journalist talking. There was a consortium of congressional representatives in the Senate and the House that had been listening to the Air Force. Remember back in the 40s, we had the Army, and then because we had airplanes, we had the Army Air Corps during World War II. Okay.
Right.
In 1948, they decided to break off the aviation aspect, keep a little bit of it for the Army. For the most part, it was going to break off and be a separate branch of the military, and hence we have the United States Air Force, okay? Well, the Air Force has been carrying a great deal of the space technology stuff as well, and it's become burdensome from a budgetary and promotional aspect to that kind of thing. So the congressmen were making a decision along with the best experts in the Air Force to split off the duties. They've already had a space force. We're just looking at forming a separate branch of the U.S. military that deals only with the space stuff and one that deals only with aviation. Now, why do we want to deal with the space stuff? Late night comedians are making all these what I'm going to call pop 1950s jokes of Marines running out there in spacesuits with laser guns and all this kind of stuff. No. We've got a lot of communication satellites and other kinds of satellites up there that are used on a day-to-day basis for everything from internet, the phone call, the TV, just data transmission, earth surveying satellites, all that kind of stuff, okay? Imagine a very bad actor, like, say, North Korea, sells somebody a missile that's got the ability to get up very high, and has the ability with a small nuke. You put a small nuke in the right position up in the sky, and that the EMP from that nuke could take out a major swath of communication satellites. Okay, suddenly, phone's gone, TV networks are gone, data transmission, internet is gone. Okay, we could literally be in the 1960s in under 20 minutes.
Okay? That might be a little harder than it sounds, because it wouldn't be quite that simple. But it's anyhow, I just let's just go with it and say, okay, so the point being is
the reason the United States Navy was formed and established in 1795 was because we had mercantile ships, especially in, around the Africa, Mediterranean and the west coast of Africa being captured by pirates and people being held for ransom, and the merchant cargoes were being stolen. Okay. They formed the Navy to put a stop to that. Okay. Let's put a stop to that whole thing. That's what Space Force is about. We've got a lot of commercial real estate up there and a lot of money invested in satellite technology up there. And they are taking a position of taking the duties that the Air Force was doing and establishing one clear mission to protect those assets. It's always been about money. Follow the money.
Right. Well, I mean, they've got already Air Force Space Command, which probably a lot of people don't know about. So, I mean, what are they doing? Going to merge that with this new Space Force? Because Space Command is got a lot of people in it already, right? It's got over 38,000 people in 88 locations worldwide.
It'll probably be broken off and put strictly into Space Force.
Interesting. So, okay. So I'm not sure where we were going with all of that, except for to say that, you know, why would we need to do that if they've already got all these space cruisers, you know, the super secret conspiracy Space Force, where there's actually starships up there already and we're making trips to Mars. I mean, you don't believe that, do you?
I'm holding out some judgment on this. I think, okay, potentially, I don't really think we do. Okay. Because a certain NASA research that was being worked on about 5 years ago, I don't know. I'm going to get assassinated for saying this.
Hey, don't worry about it. I get flack all the time, people.
All right. Okay.
I'll probably get it just for suggesting we don't have it, and that it's nonsense. But
I'll take
that burden off your shoulders.
I have seen footage of really good footage of UFOs. A lot of us have. Okay. Some of them, when they decide to, and some of the footage that we see, when they decide to wink out or move, and they sometimes go from like one spot in the sky and then they wink out and they appear over here in another spot in the sky. We've all seen footage like that. All right. Well, I used to be a video editor a long time ago in my industrial filmmaking career, and video editors have a tendency to be able to see down at the frame rate. You get so used to being able to see things at the frame rate and 60 frames a second. Okay. And, so it's 60 fields a second. It's 30 frames a second.
We'll get into the explanation of video editing in a moment. With Cheryl, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News. President Trump is happy about a federal court ruling that declared Obamacare unconstitutional.
Great ruling for our country. We'll be able to get great health care. We'll sit down with the Democrats if the Supreme Court upholds. We'll be sitting down with the Democrats and we will get great health care for our people. That's a repeal and replace, handled a little bit differently, but it was a big, big victory by a highly respected judge.
The ruling came from a Texas judge who ruled that the individual mandate under the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional, thereby invalidating the whole law. President Trump tweeted that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving his job at the end of the year. Trump tweeted that Ryan has accomplished much during his nearly 2 years on the job, and he wanted to thank him for his service to our nation. And the college bowl season kicked off on Saturday with North Carolina A&T defeating Alcorn State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Cheryl, you were talking about something that we kind of sort of know when it comes to video editing about frame rates, at least those of us who've done some of it.
Okay. So what happened was I was watching a piece of footage. This was back in the early 90s. I was watching a piece of footage on a VHS tape, and I saw a momentary change in the illumination across the whole screen, kind of like what you see if you're watching your television back when you're on an antenna and there was a thunderstorm a distance away. Sometimes the illumination rate, the illumination of the old black and white television would kind of brighten up after a big flash. You know, in the thing, it was an electronic thing.
Interesting.
And
okay.
So what I did was I took that videotape into the editing lab and I slowed it down and watched it frame by frame. And I noted that there was a four field two frame that lit up. And it wasn't just a flash from the thing we were looking at. It was like an overall illumination change across the entire picture, but it was only for these, you know, 2/30ths of a second. Okay. Most people wouldn't see a thing like that. As a producer, I was used to people putting in things like, subliminals and things. So I'm used to looking at subtleties in the video and in film for that matter. And I saw this consistently on a number of videotape shootings of video of UFOs. Well, okay, I kind of put it in my back pocket and thought about it for a while and said, maybe they're kicking in their field there just before the thing shoots off. There's a great piece of video that has been taken from one of the space shuttles. And of course, NASA says, oh, it's just ice crystals, right? But you watch this thing, there's this UFO moving around out there, and suddenly it stops, and then it takes off. And if you look at the frame, you see something that looks like a particle beam weapon coming up from the surface of the Earth, if you watch that framing. This was real space shuttle footage. And when I first saw that, I saw that illumination hit. And I got the piece of that video, and I went back in the lab, and I looked at it, and it was that same 2-frame hit of energy. And I said, my God, that was the real thing.
The real thing, meaning like, are you suggesting that there was some sort of Star Wars weaponry being directed at these things, or what's going on?
No.
What are you suggesting there? What's the real thing?
The flash is an indicate they were kicking in their drive. Okay? And every time I've ever seen that flash on video or film, it's just before the UFO either winks out or shoots off in another direction at tremendous speed. Okay?
Okay.
And I've had people come to me and argue with me on the internet, and I'm sick of talking to them about it. Okay? I know what I've seen. I know what I've analyzed, and I've looked at a lot of footage where this signature is there.
Right, and that's not something that someone could put in as a hoax if they wanted to put in these. Because, I'm sure we've all seen a lot of hoaxes as well. Do you see that same flash in the hoaxed videos?
No.
Really?
Yeah, that's the clue right there to me, you know. But there's a lot of other telltales in the hoax videos, you know. But I think the bottom line with this iridescent, a couple of years ago I was reading in Popular Mechanics or Popular Science. There was a particular scientist in one of the feature stories was, will we soon have warp drive? Okay. This is about 5 years ago. And there was a particular scientist down in, at NASA that had set up an experiment. Do you remember in physics in high school or college that if you put light through a 1 millimeter slit, you get these shadow bars on a thing?
A double slit experiment? Sure.
Exactly. Okay. Well, okay. The argument in some of this stuff is that, you know, you add 2 slits there, suddenly the bars change. Okay. Well, what's interfering with the light to get through there? Well, it's being interfered with other light in other universes is one of the theories, instead of the 19th century explanation of shadow zones, you know, that type of thing. And it's being interfered from, other universes in the multiverse.
There's the pilot wave theory as well. And
exactly. You know, and I'm a ham radio operator. I understand the pilot wave theory very well. But the bottom line is, this scientist at NASA was setting up an experiment where he had 2 very large coils. They were big around as a car tire. Okay. And he had these huge capacitors, and he was going to he worked on designing the experiment for almost a year, and it basically was going to be shooting a beam of light through there. And when they hit the energy burst on those 2 coils, he expected to see a change in the physics field, like you would see in a slit experiment. Okay. And I've never heard what result he had. That would explain that burst of energy is what you would expect that I saw in these pieces of film footage. They kicked in something, they hit some kind of a field, and boom, bang, they were gone. So I tend to think there's something to this, but I don't think we have the warp drive yet. Unless, of course, like they say at NASA, NASA's been the civilian face of this thing, and maybe the military has had it for years. We don't know.
Well, I know that the UFO I saw back in the 70s did very much what you described before it took off. It came straight up from the ground, and it got very, very bright. I saw that this was a daylight sighting now, or actually early morning, but you could see the ground, and you could make out colors at this point. And it got very, very bright, and then it just shot in. I mean, no gradual acceleration, just like it was coming out of a cannon barrel. And it was gone down the valley in the time it takes you to snap your fingers.
Thank you.
A streak of light behind it. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's just an artifact of human vision or if the camera would have picked that up or not.
I think it is an artifact of human vision. I really do.
I want to throw a left field question out here before we disappear.
Anything.
Okay, anything. Okay, I'll ask you anything. Abductions. Do you think they're connected with UFOs or what?
There's levels of abductions. I've talked to a lot of experiencers. And the physical, I'll give you a quick example. I went to an IUFO, International UFO Congress back 2014, 2015. I had press credentials, so I wasn't allowed to go into the experiencers meeting they do in the morning, kind of like an AA meeting for experiencers. And the second year I went there, I asked for permission to be there. I promised I would not tell stories. I would not out anybody. And they said, okay, fine. I said, I just want to come and learn. I'd been a victim of all the shows we see on TV where somebody got probed and they took their eggs and whatever, okay? And I went in there expecting to meet 35 people, so crying in their coffee that they got probed, okay? I get in there, there's 175 people in there, and this meeting's got the energy of a tent revival, and everybody is up. We met some incredible beings, okay? And it was a very mind-changing event for me. Some people, I do believe, have been touched by the extraterrestrials or the interdimensional, or whatever you want to call them. But I'm leaning towards a vast majority of them are being psychically probed. And I think the CE5 people would agree with me that there's a psychic probing into our consciousness during dream time or a transcendental state. I truly believe that is very prominent in a lot of the experiences people are having.
Interesting. How would that work? Is this what some people describe it as? They're receiving these quote downloads from the aliens.
Yep. Okay. Let's take it this way. There's a particular type of UFO called the changing form. Okay, it changes. And it's been driving researchers like Jacques Vallée nuts for years.
We're talking here about the shape-shifting UFOs and more. Final segment with Cheryl and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Gosh, this has flown by so fast. What were you saying, Cheryl, about this type of craft?
Well, okay, give you an example. Jacques Vallée was talking on Coast to Coast about 2 months ago, and he said that that these things were confounding the researchers. They go out there with radar and low-light scopes and all this kind of stuff, and they couldn't get a consistent measurement on these things. Okay, they seemed to change, and they seemed to be sensitive to the mental thoughts of the researchers. Which is, okay, again, here's the Buddhist monk talking. Does these very advanced ships from who knows where, do they have an AI capability that can telepathically, you know, imprint into us? All the people out there who have seen certain kinds of grays have a screen memory of either a bat or a bird. Okay, and what they've done is psychically tapped into our archetypes in our brain and project that. So you take that another step further and say, you know, maybe they're tapping into us at a telepathic psychic level. And I am in the camp with other with the CE5 people that consciousness is the answer to this whole model.
In what way? How is it relevant? Exactly. Consciousness is relevant for everything.
Forget about the nuts and bolts. Consciousness is where this at. If we want to make contact with the ETs, and I'm not talking like the secret government contacts, if we as a culture want to make contact with them, we need to be opening our heart and inviting them. And this is the monk talking. This is about consciousness. You know, the biggest challenge to our consciousness right now are these phones we carry around in our hand. I know a local college here has been trying to have a meditation class, and you can't get the kids to turn their phone off or put them on mute and stick them in their purse or something like that. Oh, they can't be disconnected for a minute, and it's distracting.
In one of your articles, it says close encounters with UFOs are getting harder to find. I mean, you know, maybe they're flying around again. Oh, damn, you know, they're on their cell phone again. You know, nix that one.
I've seen political cartoons like that, where you see the aliens are literally on the front lawn of the White House and everybody's walking around looking at their phone.
Yeah. Perfect.
But this consciousness thing is a big deal. The CE5 people have had some incredibly good results with what they're doing. And I've written several articles about, since I came from a monastery experience, saying, okay, CE5 people, here's some recommendations for your meditations before you do your psychic invite to the off-worlders. You know, this is what I would recommend as a monk. You know, don't eat these kinds of foods on the night that you're doing it, this kind of thing.
That's all really great. I just wish that the aliens would tell us something we don't already know or haven't figured out ourselves. that is verifiable. That would be fine. Psychic communication, okay, let's actually prove that it's taking place by having some sort of verifiable information. You know, we don't need the nuts and bolts. Just give us something we don't know. Let's not give it, you know, let's not give us something trivial or something trite. And that seems like all we're getting from them so far. We've got nothing substantial.
But, you know, the thing is, except for a few centers of research, of parapsychology, the psychic areas, okay, are treated with a very, very lowbrow look by modern science.
They're well, it's because they don't provide any useful information.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I taught remote viewing classes for 20 years. We've harvested amazing amounts of information. And the deal is you can't try to bring in a classically trained scientist or engineer, and you can't get them to do the first remote viewing because they're bitter, busy sitting here trying to analyze how it works instead of just enjoying the ride. You know?
Well, you can analyze how it works after the fact by comparing the information gained to the actual situation that exists.
But they won't. We have tried. You give me a room full of musicians and artists, and I can have them up and operational in a day. You bring in the engineers, it takes you 2 weeks. I've talked to other instructors that have said the same thing.
All I'm saying is that if it was verifiable, it wouldn't be that hard to do, and then you would actually have the attention of those people. The problem is it all is based on statistical probability and interpretation. You know, say like in the movie Contact, where a signal comes in and they're able to take that apart, build a machine, and go to another star system using that technology that was built. I mean, if we had something like that, then people would say, well, yeah, you're on to something.
That's nuts and bolts. Have you had anybody on?
To be nuts and bolts. It could be anything. It could be something else. You say, okay, well, fine. Then, of course, you've got to build something. Otherwise, if people are just going to say, well, you know, it's a wonderful place on planet Xenu because everybody there wishes everybody well all the time. So what? That doesn't tell us anything. You know what I'm saying?
Have you had any of the major remote viewing guys on your paranormal show? Guy like Paul Smith?
I've heard enough of them and read enough about it that, you know, there's simply not that much there.
There's a lot there. There's a lot there. I'll give you one example.
Yeah, a lot of vague stuff that, you know, is statistically interesting.
You've never done it. You have never done it. Obviously, you have never done it. Okay. And you should see the look in people's eyes after I show them the target card, usually a photograph or something like that for an elementary class. They light up like a Christmas tree because suddenly they're looking at their data that they've been writing down. And my God, I was there. But all through the whole session, they're saying, I can't do this. You know,
anybody can do it, just like you can. Anybody can read tarot cards. I've done that and other things. And it's interesting. But anyhow, I think that's maybe we're getting off track there a little bit. There was one thing I wanted to cover before the end of the show because we're fast approaching there. You wrote another article, UFO and paranormal conferences. Are they obsolete? And, of course, we get a lot of controversy about the conferences. Are they doing any good? Is it all for the tinfoil hat-wearing believers, artists, and other people who are trying to sell their wares? Where do you think we're going with conferences?
Okay, there are some conferences that are really, truly about the information and want to have good speakers come there and give a good presentation. There are some of the really, really big conferences that only seem to bring on the television personalities. That should tell you a lot. I've been to a number of these conferences where you went in the vendor's room and it was a lot of snake oil. There's others that are willing to look at the thing a little carefully. There's going to be a new conference in Laughlin, Nevada come March. It's called UFO MegaCon. It's a week long. It's going to be big. They got like, I think, almost 30 or 40 speakers, and they are really trying to cut out some of this dog and pony show with all the TV stars.
I like the sound of that, and having the admission included in your hotel, that's progressive. I think you had mentioned at one point, and if I'm remembering your article correctly, that it was MUFON actually gave free admission for one of their conferences for a day just to get people interested. That's the direction it's taking.
The idea behind that was, and I'll make this real short, the idea behind it was we had December 16th last year. all the groups on Facebook have had a tremendous punch in membership. So we had a lot of newbies looking for UFO 101, that type of thing. So they taught a track on that one day. Actually, it was isolated to a different part of the hotel, but they had a track of like essentially UFO 101 kind of thing in those kinds of presentations. It went over very well.
For the new people coming in, where would you suggest that they go to get a good introduction into ufology?
My recommendation is find their local MUFON chapter, and if the chapter has a yearly or a monthly presentation, start attending those. Start rubbing shoulders with people and seeing what people – a lot of these groups have really good speakers come in.
Thank you very much. We're going to remind you folks that you can find more about the things we do at The Paracast on Twitter, two Paracast fan clubs, and don't forget the Paracast Plus, which is a special subscription service where we give you a version of the show with better quality audio, free of the network ads. And we also give you the After the Paracast podcast, which sometimes includes a continuation of the show. All this and more for a low price beginning at just $1.49 a week, $1.49 a week, $4.99 a month. Free stuff for 5-year and lifetime subscriptions. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Cheryl, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.